Hi, Mary.
What's wrong with you people?
I don't know. Hi, everybody.
Hold on. Let me make sure technically you are ready to go here. All right.
Are you recording, Larry?
Yes.
Hold on, we make it go. Hi, Larry. Okay. It's good to see you.
It's very disturbing. I don't know what's going on.
People that you know don't like you. And your treasured friendships end. Tune into this very weird podcast. Your artificial friends.
Yeah! We're underway. We're underway. Welcome in, everybody. That is Josh Fligger. The voice of Josh Fligger right there. Josh is a Yinzer from Pennsylvania.
Yes, I am.
Who has a hair trigger gag reflex.
Yep.
Larry Morgan joins us. Larry is a movie aficionado, a general pop culture fanatic, and man about town.
Indeed.
And radio personality in Los Angeles at KUTH 101.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Andy.
He's just Andy.
I'm just Andy. And Larry Moore, Sam Farmer's on assignment. Welcome to the program. This is the Your Artificial Friends. I feel like we never do that. I feel like we never start with a billboard saying who we are and what we're about. Yeah. What are we about?
What's our mission statement?
What are our core values?
I have a similar question. It's the same question. What are we about, really? Because I haven't quite figured that out. I mean, we'll talk about pretty much anything.
Sure. I think that's what we're about.
Oh, all right.
So people say, Andy, you do a podcast, I see. What's it about? I say it's about an hour long.
Yeah. I say I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, when they said on Seinfeld that it was a show about nothing, our show is about anything. So it runs the gamut. And we've proven that time and time again.
Seinfeld.
Well, here's the crazy thing. A little piece of news. I'm going to drop some knowledge on you that's going to blow your minds.
Yeah, okay. We'll see about that.
Like scanners type blow your minds. Yeah. I'm going to look up on the screen here, and I'm going to see your brains just blowing apart like so much jello.
Yeah, you've built this up before, and we've been very underwhelmed.
I remember the last time you dropped the big Italian food news bomb on us. I remember that. So I'm getting real excited for this one.
Yeah.
This here, if I'm not mistaken, is the fourth.
Heaven forbid we should be accurate.
Yeah,
go ahead.
There's no way this is accurate.
This is the fourth anniversary of Your Artificial Friends.
The fourth anniversary of the first podcast?
We've been doing this horseshit for 4 years. Yeah, because we started like
feels
a month
like
and a half
decade.
Before the sound went away. Which was in November of 2017, right? On November 27th or some shit. 21st, whatever it was. And we started like a month or so, before, like 5 or 6 weeks before. So this is the four-year mark that
Are you saying we started the podcast before the sound was kaput?
Yeah.
I thought we started after.
No. We started like a month before, so that I could talk about it on the air and say, hey, everybody, come check this out.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
Right.
And now, for all of those people that I did that to and who heeded my call, I'm heartily sorry.
Hey, I wonder if this podcast has been around longer than that station. How long was the station there?
They were on for almost 10 years.
The sound?
Yeah.
Was it almost 10 years?
Years?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
But we
have been around longer than
away.
That.
Well, that's our mission. We just figured our mission to be on the to do more podcasts, be around longer than the sound. There we go.
We have now been around longer than that piece of shit Christian rock station that went in afterwards.
Are they already? Are they already toast?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
What happened? What are they now?
I don't know.
Well, last time I was listening to Christian rock, I don't know. How would I know?
You're the one that told us they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Andy, you know, we're on a podcast right now, right?
What?
This is Josh and Larry. You know, you, you, you know, You said you just said they're not. We've lasted longer.
You mean so far?
So far.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I see your point. Well, we've been on the air.
You made it sound like they
went
away.
I see the disconnect. I see.
Right. Yeah.
No, we just we have more seniority than they do.
That's our mission statement, to last longer than the crappy Christian station.
Theirs is definitely a better broadcast, but judging by this,
cleaner.
Yeah.
It is.
More godly. For sure.
Yeah.
faux shizzle.
I had a shitty week.
Oh, is it? By all means, share.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you guys have shitty weeks too?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I really did, actually. It turns out.
Mine was a really shitty week. Tuesday, I got all of a sudden started getting a cough and a sore throat. Uh-oh. And I started to get a little panicky. So I went out and got COVID tests. And fortunately, it was negative, but somehow I got a cold in the middle of this pandemic that wasn't COVID, which is fucking weird. How does that happen? But I took two COVID tests and I'm fine. I've never had a temperature, but I now have like a sore throat and a mild cough, which has been extremely annoying.
Well, and a little unsettling. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
My condolences for your illness and a little tip of the cap to you, Josh, for weathering the discomfort and showing up for the podcast anyway.
Oh, well, I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
And I got a fucking leak in my ceiling.
Oh, no.
Sorry for the language. I'm pissed. This has been a shitty week, and I'm pissed.
Wait, sorry for the language? When have you ever been sorry for the language?
Usually I try to space out my F-bombs so I can rash them in like three or four an episode. And I think I'm going to have like four.
So, is this a leak in your roof, or is this a leak in between floors and it's plumbing?
I don't know yet. There's still an outside chance that this leak can be coming from a pipe.
You do know
mine.
Whether it's coming from the ceiling, from the roof, or whether it's coming between floors.
Yes, it's coming from the...
Unless you run your pipes through the ceiling somehow on your top floor.
Well, technically, it's in my garage ceiling, which has a roof above it, so I don't know where the fuck the leak is. See? It's the ceiling of the garage, but yet there's a roof above that, so I don't know if it's a leak in the ceiling. Actually, it's a leak in the ceiling. I don't know if it's coming from a pipe that's mine or a pipe that's my neighbor's.
Oh.
Because I can't, and that's the tricky part. Because at first I thought, I'm like, there's no, we don't have a bath, we don't have any pipes above this area in the ceiling where it's leaking. But then
Is your water heater on the opposite side?
It's on the opposite side. Like there's no reason for a pipe to be over there, but because I live in a condo, I think the next door neighbors have a room above that section of my garage because we don't have anything above that part of our garage. It's right outside this window, so I know there's an actual room there. But
have you alerted them to the issue?
Well, no, because here's the thing. So the first day it happened, there was like a ton of water came out, and I was like, holy shit, this is bad. And then so I was sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, I think that's theirs. So I wanted to do some tests to see if I could determine where it was coming from. So I ran a whole bunch of water in the tub. Nothing happened. The next morning, I took a shower and I came down and it was leaking slower. So I think what happened is it had been leaking for a while and built up some water in there. And then finally, when it broke through, it released all the water that was kind of built up in that ceiling, which is why the first day it seemed like there was a ton of water coming out. You know what I mean? But I think it's like a slow leak. But we can't get the leak to leak on a consistent basis. We can't. I know what area it's coming from, but I can't figure out if it's coming from us or if it's from our neighbors.
It's a phantom leak.
Well, so I guess I have to call our guy. I already got our guy coming out Monday to cut the hole in the ceiling.
Our plumber Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you better not fuck with him on Tuesday because he's coming to my house.
Well, depends how bad my leak is.
No, we'll just see about that.
What's your problem?
More important. Don't get all possessive about. Yeah, I mean, a leak sounds pretty bad. What's your deal?
I had to call the guy because. Well, here's what I got. I've got a shower in the bathroom, and the shower knobs won't completely turn off the water. There's still a drip, so we need the valve stems replaced. Now, this is something. I normally would have done myself. However, if you fuck this up, the pipes that are back inside the wall, if you mess that up, then you got real problems. You're taking out the shower and you're taking out the wall and so forth. Mm-hmm. So this one, I just prefer to have somebody that does this on a regular basis rather than me get in there and just monkey it up.
All right, so I'll let him know that that's not an emergency.
So. Doesn't sound like it. Yeah, doesn't sound like it. No.
I'll tell him, Andy said he knows how to do it, so he's on his own for a bit.
I'm going to club him and leave his body along the side of the house so he can never make it to your place.
Who's coming to my place first?
I shouldn't have said that.
Exactly. Yeah,
you really
I'm recording
shouldn't.
This, and I cannot wait to play it for him.
Duh. Well, I'm so sorry for your dual disadvantage this week.
Good
Josh,
news is Owen's team's 4-0. Big win today.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, see, the universe taketh away, the universe giveth as well.
Yeah, he took a shot in the knee. somebody kicked him when he was down.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
he was not happy. A little.
Did you go and smack that kid in the back of the head?
No, I keyed their car, though. We're good.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
We're even.
So a little yin and yang for Josh this week. Larry, what about you? Tell me what's gotten you down this week.
You know, I have similar symptoms as Josh. I think it's allergies for me because the wind has been blowing like bananas, and
Is it just snot and like a sore throat or?
Yep.
Yeah, that's all. Like it's all it is. I get a little bit. It's like a very very minor cold.
I've got a massive headache that no pain reliever will take away. So I got that. But
have you taken a COVID test?
No, because there's no other real symptoms that are COVID related.
No fever.
Nah,
no nothing.
No nothing like that. So I'm pretty confident that it's not that. As I infect everyone around me, as I continue around. And then, and work was just really overloaded this week and very frustrating. And I was tired and I haven't been sleeping that great in L.A. I cannot get back in the rhythm of that life again. And it's really bugging me. So I'm just grumpy all the time. I'm like,
that road's really fucked with you, didn't it?
I'm like Andy Chanley grumpy all the time. Mm. Yeah, it's not good.
Nice. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that about the two of you having your sniffles. I'm Andy Chanley. I'm a cancer survivor. And I also had the adverse work week. It just seemed like everything was going against me. Yeah. You know what's going on right now?
Is this a Mercury in retrograde thing?
Mercury's retrograde right now.
How's Mercury giving me the cold?
It affects everything, man.
Mercury this cosmic... It has a cosmic fist that it likes to put up your ass three or four times a year. And that's what's going on here. You're being anally fisted by Mercury.
Yep. Everything that bogged me down this week had something to do with a technical glitch that was not my fault. So it slowed everything down, including sitting at my desk in my office, big giant screen in front of me, which is the one advantage of being there is that I just have this massive screen at the office and it just goes black. Like, every couple of minutes, it stays that way. There's like no reason for it. I shake the mouse, nothing, and then it comes back on. Just little niggling things like that. They're just like, I'm just trying to move my life forward for crying out loud.
Yep.
Stupid Mercury. Huh? Stupid retrograde. Stupid. That's all I got to say about that.
Stupid Mercury's fist in my ass.
It's like, yeah.
Damn it, I hate that. Well,
that was the other thing. I felt like there was something shoved up my anal cavity all week long.
Yeah.
So now I know.
Now you know.
For a change, it wasn't me. I wasn't responsible.
How could you do that? Well, I also have had a
anything can be done when you put your mind to it.
A giveth and taketh away kind of week. Number one. Let me tell you about the giveth of this week. On Tuesday, I got for the first time this year a haircut.
Ooh. Oh, we're going to start talking about your pubic patch again because I don't want to.
No. One of my relatives got back to me saying, "Wow, know all I need to know about your bush now."
Yeah.
People have asked to kind of take a powder on that.
Yeah.
But no, I got to see the sides.
Well,
the
powder will help with the chafing.
Those are cool.
Gold bond.
Those are cool lightning bolts you got shaved in the side of your head.
It's nice, right?
You kind of look like 1988 Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, or Polly Walnuts. Yeah, no, I
thought he was going for maybe a mature kid and play look, something like that.
Nice,
mature Thanks. Kid and play.
Yeah, I got the fade going. But I got the haircut a little closer on the sides and left it longer on the top, so kind of got rid of the Mike Pence look, right. Which is good riddance. So that's great. And then
but you still have a look in your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
You always have that kind of aura about you. You know what I mean? I always look at you as you're my Michael Pence.
Yeah. You want to have dinner with me, young lady? Me and my chaperone. anywho, so I'm getting my hair cut. And my hair is, still not standing up. It's not, there's no body to it. And I ask my hairdresser to recommend, because the stuff I used to use, they stopped making. She recommended a wax paste. And I promptly purchased it online. It came the next day. I put some in my hair. And voila, I have a hairdo. For the first time since March. I mean, it's like a tallest leprechaun contest here. It's not much of a hairdo.
You're the only one that uses a product too.
It's a hairdo, and so I was grateful for that.
Okay.
So that was the positive thing. The other thing that was both positive and negative was I had a procedure done on Monday. I had them shorten my penis. No.
Nope.
needs to be done some point, yeah. But that's on the back burner for now.
Well, let's do it now since it's not so bushy. Yeah.
No, I had my port taken out.
You can actually see the thing. Yeah.
My port. Yeah. I had my port removed. Removed, and it was so good to get that thing out and get set on the path towards reclaiming my body. I've just felt like I've been a medical experiment for the entire year.
So what's the scar? Do you have will you have a permanent scar there, I assume?
There'll probably be a permanent scar.
What's
yeah.
It look like?
There, I don't know.
Like
there's stitches. There's stitches and steri strips on top of
so
it.
You're
right
gonna
now.
Have a chest butthole now.
Yeah, basically. with any luck,
you gotta do a tattoo of an ass around it, so it looks like it's a butt.
Yeah. It's belly button north, is what that is. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about the experience, though.
Oh,
this
good.
This was interesting because. I got the thing put in up in Valencia, which, if you're not from the LA area, from where we are here, it's about, a half hour up the road, up the 5. And that's where I had to go to get the thing put in back in March or April. Well, now I call and I get the go ahead to get the thing out. And I'm joyous about that. And I'm called to make the appointment and schedule it. And the woman says, would you like to do that at the North Hollywood office? Ooh. And I said, what? I can do it here in my village. I could just do it somewhere nearby. And she says, yes, there's a brand new facility just opening up in North Hollywood. I'm like, well, that's for me. That's what I want to do. So I make an appointment and they say, show up at 7 a.m. on Monday in this building at suite 200. And that's when we'll book you in and we'll do the thing at 8 o'clock. So I show up on Monday. I Uber over there. Laura has to pick me up because I'm going to be undergoing sedation.
So you're
right?
All hopped up on goofballs.
Yeah. Well, they're going to put me on this, twilight sedation stuff where I don't give a shit. You could punch me in the face, and I'd say, okay. So I show up, 7 o'clock.
Let Josh and I know the next time you're on that stuff.
Put us on your calendar. Come over there and punch your front
butt. We'll come right over, put a punch your face, and put a fist up your ass. What?
Is, your takeaway from this is premature and hurtful. So I show up at this building, this brand new building. I show up at 7 o'clock on Monday. I go up the elevator to suite 200 and I turn the doorknob and it's locked. And so looking around and seeing no one else in this deserted, brand new, lovely, pristine building, I rap on the door. After a minute, a man with glasses and a man bun and a shitty look on his face cracks the door open. And it's like when you go to one of those speakeasies and they just open a slip right. And they say, yeah, you're supposed to tell them the password.
Right.
That's kind of the look I got like, yeah. And it wasn't, oh, hi, welcome to the waiting room. Here's reception. It was, what do you want? And I said, I'm here for a procedure. And he said, I think you need to be upstairs. I said, oh, well, as true as that may be, I have a piece of information here that says I should show up at this door at room 200 at 7 a.m. Hold on a minute. Slams the door in my face. And I have a seat.
He's got to go check to see if, do we do procedures here?
Exactly. So already not imbued mm-hmm. with a feeling of confidence in what's going on here. So I have a seat at the couch that's in the waiting room across from the elevator. And after about 5 minutes, a lovely person inside and out walks around the corner, this nurse, and she says, hi, you're here for a procedure, right? And I said, yeah. Mr. Chanley? I said, yes. She said, all right, well, we're still getting ready back here. I'll come back and get you in a little bit. I'm like, okay, sounds great. So I occupy myself reading an interesting article online until she comes back out and gets me about 10, 15 minutes later. And she comes back out and she goes, I can take you back here now. And I said, okay. And as we're walking back there, by the way, she's way pregnant, just looks like she's about to pop. But she takes me back there. And as she's leading me back there, I said, just a niggling question I've got. When I knocked on that door over there, they seemed a little taken aback that I would be in such a place hoping to have a procedure done. You sure you're all ready for me today? And she said, oh, yeah, it's a new building. It's a brand new building. And we just don't really have a reception area set up yet. So everything's cool. Sorry for the confusion. I said, oh, okay, no problem. But I go in there. She puts me on the gurney. I sit down there. They said, by the way, we only need you from the waist up. She said, you can keep your shorts on. You can keep your shoes on. All you need to do is take off your shirt and put on this gown, open into the front, and you're good to go. I'm like, wow, okay, great. And I'm thinking how sterile it is to take my dirty shoes into an operating room. But great. So, I hop up on the table, and she comes around a minute later, and she says, so, will you be doing the sedation today or not? And I said, well, there's an option. And she said, yeah, some people, they have things to do later in the day and they just don't like to do the sedation.
Yeah, real men usually opt to.
Well, that's exactly. The undertone of this,
I'm
right?
Have this thing pulled and I'm going to go change my oil.
You don't need it, but are you going to pussy out and have some of this stuff? So I said, well, this is all new to me. I'm processing this right now. Do you feel confident that it wouldn't be an undue burden? I mean, it's people do this without the sedation. She says, yeah, all the time, but it's up to you. I'm like, oh, well then, yeah. I mean, I've got work to do later, so this would be great.
This is a bad decision.
I'll skip the sedation on this.
If I'm walking to 7-Eleven and somebody offers me sedation, I'm like, yes, please. You never ever turn down sedation, even if you have to go to work, even if you're driving a truck to work. You say, sure, double up. I'll take two sedations.
It's a valid point and one
never
well taken.
Pass up a sedation, a free but sedation.
Here's what she says. She walks away. The next guy comes around, the other nurse. He comes around and he says, so I hear you're going to do this without sedation?
He took a selfie with you. He's like, look at this asshole I met today.
Right? he says it in such a way that it sounds like it was my idea, right? Like, I'm not taking that stuff. I won't have it. You know, that's not the way this happened. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm not trying to be a hero. I only heard that option 2 minutes ago when she asked, do I want to or not? I said, so, you know, I'm going to go with the flow here. And if you feel like it's necessary or advisable, I'll defer to you. But if you feel like I can weather this without, you know, much pain, then okay. And he says, all right, yeah, well, you know, you'll feel some tugging and stuff, but you shouldn't, you know, local anesthetic should keep you from feeling
the
actual
port in my chest.
Yeah.
Right, right. so he says,
I thought you said I knew I could keep my pants on.
if only. So,
of course, Andy took off all his clothes. He acted like it was a massage.
That's the problem. Is he was naked in the lobby before they even came out. He's like, I'm ready.
if you do that, I don't need the sedation. That's true. So anyway. Well,
congratulations, Mr. Chanley. I see you got your pubes back. Could you put the gown on the other way around?
Yeah. So anyway, he says, well, we should go ahead and put in, you know, the hep lock. We should put in the IV just in case, because we won't want to do it in the moment should you decide, hey, I want that after all. So we should go ahead and do that for safety's sake.
For around the time you are experiencing mind-blowing pain and go, right. Now, turn the thing on now.
Exactly. So I said, all right, great. So he comes around, and they're not going to use my port to do that, right? Because quite obviously, they're taking that thing out, so they have to put an IV in my arm. So he proceeds to try to find a vein in my arm after I have been fasting and not drinking water for 12 hours, and I'm totally dehydrated. So he thinks he finds this vein in my, you know, elbow and goes in there. And, you know, it shrinks up immediately, and he's digging in there, just pushing the needle around. He's like, this guy can't find. Oh, we can get two birds in one stone here.
No, this won't make me gag. This is the kind of pain of like fingernails on the chalk. You know what I mean?
Makes your butt pucker a little bit.
I hate shots.
So yeah, digs around in there for quite some time with that needle, you know, fishing for a vein, can't find anything. He's like, I'm sorry. Can we maybe do the back of your hand? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So he puts a Band-Aid on that and starts digging around in the back of my hand. And he finds one right there, and he starts sticking the needle in that and blows up my hand. You know, there's a big bulge the size of a quarter of, you know, blood that's starting to accumulate underneath there because he's missed that one as well. And then pulls it out a little bit and kind of finds it and calls her over, and they look over it and they decide, yeah, put a lot of pressure on it and that should be fine. And so anyway, jeez. I get this.
This guy started when the building was built.
Get this IV in my hand, right? So I'm good to go with that. I understand. It's hard to do that stuff, and especially hard when someone's dehydrated. So I don't hold that against them. And I have, you know, typically, you know, little sheepish veins. So that wasn't the anything to do with their quality of service. But finally, go through all of that, and they're ready to take me in there. The doctor comes out who's going to be doing the work, and he says, so they're not doing any sedation, huh?
So you're the big man, do you?
Wait till I get in there. Start digging around. We'll see if you regret. No. So he says, yeah, you'll just feel some tugging. So
all these people go to the same Caribbean island for medical school? Is that
everybody? It's time for the performance. Yeah. So they take me back there. I go into this pristine, brand new operating theater.
Oh, nice.
And they roll me in there. And they're quite nice. Just couldn't have been nicer. They said, would you like some music playing? And I said, well, you know what? Sure. If it's not a distraction to you guys, then sure. He says, what would you like? What kind of music? I said, alternative music. He's like, okay. A rock alternative, okay? I said, that's just the ticket. That sounds great. And so he turns on the music. And coming through these speakers is some lovely Incubus.
Oh, I thought you said it was going to be painless.
So I listen to those boys from Calabasas as I recline on my gurney and wait for surgery. And then they say, you know, the fluorescent lights in the ceiling, those are kind of bright. Would you like us to turn those down? And I said, sure, as long as you guys can see to what you're doing and you got the operating light, it's fine with me if you want to turn them down. He goes, yeah, let's do that. And they're going over there and like, I think it's this switch. Is it this switch? No, wait. No, that's the switch for the other thing. I think this is the switch for that. And they're going back and forth with this conversation, not knowing how the light switches work. And I'm starting to think in the back of my mind, a little bit of that
pain stuff might be good right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what Oprah talks about, the gift of fear.
Uh-huh.
And they finally find the switch to turn the lights down. And then on cue, the guy turns to me and says, we're better at the medical stuff than we are at the light switches. that's good. Yes, it's a brand new building. We've only been in here for a few weeks.
We're good with the guts and bones, but the switches ain't we ain't too good with them yet.
Yeah, we need to get a guy for that. So
yeah. So the guy comes in and starts sticking needles in my chest, in my boob. He goes, this is going to sting and burn. I'm like, okay.
It was supposed to be low pressure.
By God, it stung and it burned.
They got to deaden the skin, the nerves around there, right?
Oh, that first one's hot. It's hot.
Yeah.
And then he goes in, they put him like four or five of them all around that area, right, to really numb it up.
Right.
Then he's like, hey, does this feel like, does this feel dull or does this feel sharp? And I'm like, that's a little sharp. And he's like, okay, hold on. And he presses the needle in there a couple more times to really numb it up. And then he starts doing the work. And do you know what it felt like?
A little tugging.
A little tug.
It felt like some tugging.
Yeah.
I felt tugging. I felt tugging this way, and then the other way, and then this other way, and then the opposite way of that. I felt tugging while they
did
cut
he
that
just
thing.
Get a pair of pliers out and start just kind of yanking on it? Is that basically?
I think it was a carpet knife.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was in there. And then with a carpet knife, just kind of scoring the edges of it,
uh-huh.
And then you know, pop the thing out of there, and then he starts to sew me up. He's all right. It's out. We're just going to sew you up here, and it was weird because I've never felt, I was surprised by the pressure that he applied to me as he was doing it. He was really pushing down on my chest to try to ooze the goo out of there, right. I guess.
I remember having like a tooth pulled one time and the doctor having to take a break, sweating and being like, okay, I got to take a break. And like feeling the amount of pressure that they were like pulling on my head from trying to pull that tooth out. And I was like, this is weird because I couldn't feel the pain. But yeah, that I know what you're talking about. When
short of putting a foot up on your body to get leverage.
Exactly.
It's like in a Three Stooges movie or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The sweat on their forehead, breathing heavily.
So he finishes up, sews me up and pushes like hell on that thing. And then they send me on my way. And I could have walked out of there and driven a backloader. I mean, I was sober as a judge at that point. But what's funny is this: Laura comes picks
me
up.
Did they give it to you when you're done? Did you ask for it? Yeah,
can I have it anyway? Yeah, on the way out?
It's mine. I paid for it.
Laura comes and picks me up, and we go and have breakfast because I'm just famished, right? And I go home then after that. And lay down on the couch. I'm like, after all that and after the fasting, I feel like I need just a quick nap. I take like a 45-minute nap before I go back to work. And I wake up from that. I'm groggy the rest of the day. Like I had the anesthesia. I am like out of my wits the rest of the day. I'm just loopy as shit. I go back to work and everybody's like, Andy, you okay? I'm like, yeah. Can you say what you just said again? Because I didn't follow that. I don't know. It was a weird after effect of the whole thing. Maybe having the nap after being
Your body being like, something fucked up happened to us. You know what I mean? Something really messed. Because, I mean, that's like a traumatic experience.
Yeah,
if you spend this much time with this plug, with this USB in stuck in your chest, and then all of a sudden it gets ripped out of your body, and then you're like, okay, just go on with your day. Your body's like, where was that thing? Where was the, you know what I mean? Where's our microphone in? I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, I'm sure there's adrenaline involved and everything, but yeah, just the weirdest thing, but it just feels good to have that shit out.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't get it wet all week. No, but they did give me these. Remember last time when I got the thing in, we were talking about how I had to craft out of saran wrap.
Right. Yeah. Right, and that's where the whole saran wrap discussion started. Yeah. You had to create a waterproof seal on your own body.
Turns out they make those.
And they just never gave you one.
Yeah, they couldn't fucking be easier to use either. Like, here's a 7-inch square. Here's a whole stack of 7 of them. Have them. Enjoy. And you take them. You pull the thing off. You slap it right on there. Takes like 4 seconds to put one on. It couldn't be easier. Couldn't work better. Couldn't come off easier. Throughout the history of modern medicine, in the last 100 years, they developed a little thing so you could take a shower. But nobody told me ahead of time. But that's been lovely. And this morning, I got it wet. Ooh. Got it wet for the first time, so I don't want to brag.
Yeah. But wait. Are we still talking about the port? I'm confused.
We're talking about the tugging.
The tugging. All right.
So feels good. I feel like a new man.
You're back to like being normal old Andy Chandler, just the plain old normal everyday humdrum.
Wait,
day to day.
Yep, just Andy.
Just Andy.
Wait.
No longer special.
Nope.
Wait, why'd I have to go to that?
Well, I'm just saying.
It's Andy.
It's just Andy.
Fellas, we have some phone calls.
Do we?
We actually have a phone call. That phone number, should you wish to engage yourself in this discourse, and why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to inject your opinion or viewpoint into this discourse? I can't think of a good reason why not. If you want to do that, that phone number is 626-657-6428 or
hat.
This first phone call here. Oh, it's less than a minute long, and it's our only one. So let's pop right to this, if you don't mind. Yo, yo, yo. Oh, balls. Hey, Dr. Babu, hey, ma.
Yo, guys, with Trucker Joe. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, and I just have the opportunity right now, that my favorite time to pull my horn here is when I am next to someone who is texting and driving,
yes,
which is the case right at this very moment. And so I thought I would do that while I'm on the phone with you guys here. Hold on. I think he's telling me I'm number one. I think he shit his pants. Hey, you don't get an itch when it dries. Anyway, thanks for your show, guys. Keep me entertained. And, yeah, I love you guys. You have a good one.
You too, buddy.
All right.
That sounds terribly dangerous.
It really does. but you know, Josh has been encouraging that sort of behavior. So people are just following his directive.
And when you're driving a 20,000 pound vehicle, your chances of you coming out on top are probably...
Yeah, he probably feels pretty safe in there. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I have something written down here that I wanted to bring up, and I think now's the time I'm going to do it. And it's just completely stupid, and it happened. This is a real thing that happened this week. It happened yesterday, and I wrote. One of the joys of working at home with your wife is that now all the time when I get bored and she's real busy, I can go over and annoy her. And now I don't have to just annoy her from like 5 p.m. till bedtime. I can annoy her from when I get up till I go to sleep. And now that the kid isn't around because it's school, I can do extra annoying things that you know, kids should
annoyance.
Yeah, like, yeah, I, you know, sure. I can drop, right. you know, I can be really super annoying.
Yeah, you can go PG-13, even R-rated yeah, yes. annoyance.
And yesterday, excellent. I was being really annoying by, I was going in and I was doing gymnastic stretches while she was working. And I was look at her seductively and I would do a gymnastic stretch. And I would ask her how, if she was feeling funny yet. And then later in the day, I ran in. And I jumped up in the air and I landed in the superhero landing with one hand on the ground. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? That, that right, 3-point right. like superhero landing.
Your left arm out, right yes. arm on the and left arm, left leg out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I looked up at her.
No practical reason to do that.
And
by
she
the way.
Looked down at me and she said these very words. You remind me of Donkey Kong. As you can see, I wrote them down. You remind me of Donkey Kong. Now, this, these are words that people that love each other say.
Yeah. You know, was the that the effect you were hoping for? Was that the response you expected?
I was trying to get her a little damp. And I figure my gymnastics moves and just showing her how limber and, you know, and letting her see like my sinuous muscles move in my thighs, you know what I mean? Uh-huh, stuff yeah. like that.
Yeah. That's usually the kind of stuff that gets her slick.
Yeah, exactly. she sees the big guy being all limber around the house. She's like, ooh, right. tear me off right. a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
where I thought you were going with this story, I thought you go in there and you jump into the superhero pose naked, and after a couple of seconds, you hear a voice that's not hers come over the computer saying, thank you for that presentation,
she
Cindy.
She closes and locks the door when that happens. She's terrified
that's
that
a good
something
idea.
Will, like that will happen. And there's been times where it's just like I go to open up the door and just like it's completely locked and I actually like bump my head into it because I'm expecting it to be open. And she's like on a meeting with like the IRS and like a big whole thing. It's just goofy. But yeah, there's a whole new world of being annoying has opened up to me in this last year, and I found a next level of annoyance that I didn't think I could achieve, and that's one of the good things about this, right?
Yeah,
I found that I could be extra annoying.
Yeah, I'll say that using your this for good versus
do you guys
evil
like to annoy
out
your
on
lives?
The streets.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Like, it's oh, like yeah. great, isn't it?
It's what I live for.
Oh yeah.
It's so much
I mean,
fun.
It happens without having to try that hard, but but when I actually put my mind to it, just specifically, one of my favorite things is when she says, "Honey, would you remind me that we need to pick up Tabasco today?" And I'll go, "Yep." Don't forget, we got to get Tabasco. That's her favorite joke. Like, right. there is no longer than a half second pause where I do that, it's. It's so not funny to her. It is the antithesis of comedy.
One
to
of
her.
My favorite things to do is like whatever she's drinking. If it's like she's having a glass of wine, if she's having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or something. Because we're all we're always mingling around each other. We're in the kitchen. We're always we're always talking and doing stuff. So she'll put her drink down, her coffee, whatever, and I will casually go over, grab it, and then go hide it like in a cupboard or something, and then just walk away. And then to watch her spend that couple of seconds going, where the hell did I put my drink? And now it doesn't last as long. She immediately goes, where's my drink, asshole? And then and I'm like, warmer, you're getting colder. And I do that. Oh, yes, it's just so much fun. This is what people
nice.
Do. This is what adults do, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. I like making up songs on the ukulele that are catchy, that the kids like singing. And there's one of them that I started singing, just inappropriate stuff for no good reason. I started singing, mommy farts in the mountains and mommy farts in the sea. Mommy farts anywhere she wants and she farts on you and me. So I started singing that song, right? The kids really latched onto that one. To
well,
the point
I
where
mean,
I'm
a
pretty
hook
sure
is a hook, you know.
Oh, hook's really? A hook. I'm pretty sure they started singing it at school. And it popped up again this morning with the kids singing that. And Lara got pissed and she's like, I will not have them sing that about me.
My farts do not smell that bad.
How would you like them singing that about you? And I'm like, I love it. Exactly. That's fantastic. Yes, let's absolutely change it today.
That's the second verse, actually.
Yeah, Daddy Farts in the Mountains.
Now, do you have anything that you do that annoys your kids that you love to do, just that makes them nuts?
Yeah. Well, I guess several things. I mean, that's what
lately,
I live for.
This happened at Disney World. I don't know why. I just did it. I saw a robot. We were at Disneyland, and I saw a robot, and I looked at it, and I went, beep-a-boop, beep-boop. Right? And Owen just looked at me and was like, what? So then the rest of the day, just randomly, I would just go, beep-a-boop, beep-a-boop, beep-boop. And he'd be like, shut up. That's so annoying. And I'm like, well, that's – so from now on, every time I go through like a drive-through or something like that, I slip in a beep-a-boop. Or I start singing songs and bee ba booby boop ba ba booby boop, and he just starts going nuts. He's like, "This is so annoying, Dad! Stop it!" I love it.
Here's something that's tearing apart our family right now.
Okay,
I love Christmas.
Yes,
and I love Christmas songs. Yeah. And it is only October 1st, or the first half of October, but I have, for a month now already, a couple of months, I have been periodically bursting into song where I will sing some Christmas favorite. So you'll hear me in the kitchen.
Third King Wenceslas went out on the Feast of Stephen.
Too early.
That's what I hear from the other room. Lara's not having it. She's pissed. No. Thanksgiving. Not until Thanksgiving you do that.
Now, on the flip side, is there stuff that they do to you that makes you nuts, and you know they're specifically doing it just to drive you crazy?
Well, I never I never show it.
Owen and Cindy sing songs, except they sing them like the only words they use is meow. So like Jingle Bells, they'll go meow 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 meow
meow,
and they'll
meow
meow. Well, they're obviously listening to the Cat Daddy radio station.
Meow 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 meow,
baby. But they will do it for hours. They will do it for hours, and then they'll know when like my head's about to pop off, and then they'll stop, and then wait till we're on a car trip too, so I have nowhere to hide. And then the radio's on, and then I'll sit there, and they stop, and all of a sudden we're listening to the top 40 for Owen, and then some song comes on. He starts, you hear him back, so you go, meow, 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 meow. And then Cindy starts coming in, and pretty soon they're full lung bursting out, meow, 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 meow. I'm just like, makes me nuts.
Alex, since he's been a teenager, has been doing just putting the word poop into any song, or nonsensical phrases like pooping on your butt, which makes no anatomical sense whatsoever. But it's like, never gonna poop your butt, never gonna poop, 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 never gonna poop a baby butt, poop. Yeah, it's just any song that comes on, anything.
That's
just poop.
That's really, that shows creativity and skill right there.
That is joyous.
Never
that's really
poop
nice.
Your pants, never gonna crap and dance.
There it is. It never rhymes. It's never. I mean, I'm concerned about his songwriting ability because it never rhymes. It's always just poop your butt, poop it. There's something involving poop on your baby, which I've never quite understood where that came from. I'm a little concerned. Poop on your baby.
I will quite often scat sing to.
That's what I was talking about.
Wait, what?
To the melody of. Down Under by Men at Work. But the thing with it is that it doesn't seem to anger anyone. They join with me. So it'll be ding dang ding along, ming a dug a dug a dong, speck it on a bing bock doobie, ma dug a ding and a bing bock, bing bock.
See, you know what? I fell right into it. Absolutely. I dig that.
It's beep bop boop beep boop boop beep bop boop boop.
There's one like that I can't avoid doing. It's every time I play or hear Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, that very, especially the last part, it becomes a Vegas lounge tune. Don't you forget about me as I walk on by and you call my name. It's just, I can't help it. I mean, Jim Kerr already kind of sings like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live and kicking. Love it. Love, love, love it. Well, guys, I mean, I got to go pretty soon here because we've got a big, big day planned coming up in a few minutes this afternoon. We're taking Laura
over to the birthday month.
It is not.
Okay.
We're taking her to the Apple store to get herself a brand new iPhone.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. It's because, honest to God, she's got her iPhone, the back of it looks like an unfinished Death Star.
Oh, no.
There are like chunks missing out of the back and shit. It is time. Wow. It's ready to go. So I'm doing that. And I'm thinking,
How many times has she thrown it directly at your head? Is that part of the problem?
But who knows? They look pretty sexy. Might have to get one for myself, too. We'll see how that all goes. But before we go, Larry, were there any must-read messages in the Yaff sack?
Just an alert from our Yaffer, Jackie, who wanted to let us know that Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas is on Amazon Prime for free.
My God.
There you go.
Daddy, do you have mashed potatoes?
Still too early. And we got a big day, too, because it's Bixby's first birthday today. So we're celebrating the puppy's birthday.
By the way, Larry, I want you to know that Laura invokes you a couple of times, and a couple of topics come up about, do we need a dog?
And
I say, no, we don't need a dog. Because A, we've got three cats. And two, I don't want to clean up poop. And I know that our kids are worthless in that regard.
Never going to clean up poop. Never going to
poop your baby.
So the answer is no. But she says Bixby is the reason she wants a dog. She had a dog when she was a kid. She had several dogs. But when she sees Bixby, she goes, I want a Bixby.
I really want a Bixby. The dogs don't really poop in the house. It's the vomit.
No, it's not inside the house I'm worried about. I'm worried about.
You don't want to deal with it in the yard.
I want to be able to walk across my yard without stepping in
Take him on walks.
There'll be dog rockets all through your yard.
Well, that's the other thing.
Take him on walks. Let him then poop in other people's yard. Yeah. Let it be their problem.
Then you're tied to a dog walk all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Exercise, that's a terrible thing.
I got to get out and look at my neighbors. Yeah.
Dogs are wonderful. They give you unconditional warm, fuzzy love and kisses, and you burn your smooth little face.
The other thing she brings up.
Really?
Yeah. Never puke.
You're not doing it right then.
maybe quite the
that
opposite.
Dog's
Josh,
not living the bright life then.
Well,
you're missing out.
He hasn't lived until he's hacked up a lung.
The other thing, Larry, that invokes your name is talking about, she said, you know, years ago when I, you know, would hear about people moving to the Central Coast, to Central California, I would think, why? You know, why would you want to do that? But having, you know, been up through Cambria and up to Big Sur and to, you know, all those beaches up there, Avila and Pismo, and spending time in San Luis Obispo and so forth, she very much now sees the lure in living in that region and it's going to be hard to talk her out of it once we get rid of the kids.
Well, I was going to say, once you show her your toilet van, you can be like, we can go anywhere we want.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
See?
You could live in that thing up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
By the way, I got to text this picture to you here real quick. My nephew, Tyler, who listens to this podcast in Texas.
Yeah. What up, Tyler?
Going to copy this picture and send it to you dudes right now, right meow.
Jesus.
He said, get a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Why do that when you could have a school bus.
There you go. Convert a school
bus.
Really,
do you see this driveway. Picture? Yeah.
Do you see the picture right now? Now look at that.
There you now you got room. You got a walk-in shower shooter there.
That and your car pavilion would just go so good together. That would look really good in your driveway.
You need It'd a city sick. Block to park this thing.
I know.
Honest to God, it could not be in front of my house, in between the two driveways, between my driveway and the next one.
Yeah. Hey,
there's no way.
I just wanted to say that it was a couple weeks ago when I said we drove past your house. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
So we drove past your house, and my wife goes, we go over a speed bump, and my wife goes, are these the ones that Andy had put in? And I go, yeah, and she went, oh.
What?
Did you honk your horn a whole bunch of times?
She was not impressed by your speed bumps.
I didn't build the goddamn speed bump.
She looked at them, she's like, are these the ones that Andy got? And I'm like, yeah. She just went, oh. Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to come over and dance naked in the next Zoom.
Your bumps do not impress my wife.
Well, apparently your bumps don't either. Donkey Kong.
My superhero bumps.
Larry, how can people get a hold of you?
You get a hold of my bumps at the Larry Morgan on Instagram. Also, your artificial friends, Yafsack, if you want to drop us a note. That would be yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. Joshy, what about you?
Joshua J. Fligger at bebop boopy boop.
Oh, that's a gmail.com robot talk.
Mm-hmm. Did you almost say Joshua A. Fligger?
I don't know what the hell I said. I just started saying something.
Forgot your middle initial.
I think I was like Joshua. It was like maybe a gag or something in there. Andy, is there three ways somebody can get a hold of you?
There is. When Facebook isn't down for 6 hours at a time, you can find me on there at DJ Andy Chanley, on Twitter at DJ or Andy _ Chanley, and on Instagram at Andy Chanley. All one word. Hey, happy 4th anniversary, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love you, Cindy. We celebrated our 15th anniversary this week.
We've got a wedding anniversary. We got a dog birthday, and we've got the 4th anniversary. And I looked it up while we were talking here. October 17th, I believe. No, October 18th, 2017 was the first episode.
Wait, are we going to do one more then next week?
So just forget next week's anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, wait, this comes out. Would this come out that week, though? Yeah, you're right. This is good. It's coming out the week of. It's close enough. Yeah.
Yeah, this will come out on what, like the 12th or something?
I don't know. 13th? You tell me. 15th.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. We'll call it close enough. Yeah, okay.
If it comes out.
You remember
out.
The time we did 4 Mother's Day shows?
This isn't called Your Accurate Friends, okay? That's not the name of this podcast. We're flying by the seat of our you-know-whats here.
The month of Mother's Day.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasure friendships ends.
Beep up, boop up.
Tune into this podcast.
Meow, meow.
If we are official bots.
Scuba dabba dibba. Scuba dibba dabba dooba dabba dooba bow.
Yeah. Bye.